Blog Talk Radio.
I'm currently getting up out of here for the rest of the day. So let me close out all my stuff and pack my stuff up and get on out of here and start the rest of the last couple hours of the day before I go to bed and do this all over again. What you gonna do, right? There's not much you can't do. But there is much you can do. You have more control than you think you do. So that's a whole nother topic for a whole nother day. So just bear with me as I get my stuff packed up and get up on out of here. Hopefully your day is going well. If it has gone well, hopefully the rest of your day is good. A lot better. Tell you. What other things to come. Just don't know. Even when I think I know, I don't know. I guess that's where you gotta start. It's admitting that you don't know everything. Who wants to admit that? Nobody wants to admit that they know don't know anything or don't know. Everybody's an expert at something. They're trying to figure out what I'm an actual expert of. Which is funny, right? Do a podcast. What's the thing as a podcast expert? But maybe there is. And maybe I'm downplaying it. But who would really know? All right. Stuff packed. I got a bag. Walking on out. Gotta say bye to people if I see somebody. Then let's see. To this corner. Long day. All right, Tam, see you next Monday. Have a good night. If you do the same, thank you. Work. So, yeah, I completely won out. Not out in the sense of, like suicide, even though that's a convenient way out. Nobody really talks about it because it's pretty, you know, pretty scary thought to have, a scary conversation to have with people, but that's one way out. That is one way out. All your problems and worries be over with then. But no, I don't think that's not what I mean when I say I went out. I just went out in the general sense of having to report, clock in, clock out, be happy when I don't feel like being happy, speak to people I don't feel like speaking to. And it's just not an everyday thing, you know. It's not an all-the-time thing, you know, but it's a frequent, you know. But that's what working and being clocking on somebody's time and being under somebody in some type of management position, it's so tiring. I'm tired of it. And, I mean, you got to come up with some type of solution or some type of plan. You can't just up and quit everything. But then you got to have a plan outside of just quitting everything. And, you know, I guess This would be my way out. Doing a podcast. I haven't, you know, monetized it as of today. And so it wouldn't be my way out because I still have bills. We kind of wrap ourselves in the like little shells and little situations. Whether you got kids, family, girlfriend, boyfriend, significant other, whatever the case may be. You start building up bills and building up issues and situations and taking on different avenues. And it's hard to get out, especially if you have kids, because you don't want to be a terrible mother or a terrible father and not take care of your responsibilities. Plenty of people do, but you don't want to be that person. You don't want to consciously be that person. Because even if you do just give up on your family, there's always going to be something lurking. You might have a nasty temperament or a nasty, disposition about yourself if all you did was just up and leave everybody hanging. That's one way out, just like suicide's a way out. Just up and leaving everybody and everything. I mean, you can do it that way. It would weigh on you. You don't need, if you want out completely, like freedom, that's not how you should do it, because you won't feel free after that. You feel free, you feel like, even if you're not willing to admit it, you feel like you let a lot of people down, which you have done. So I want out and assist that. I want to be able to take care of my business and get out without stressing out any of my family members or stressing out any of my friends or stressing anybody out in my circle. My Bluetooth about to catch on, so just give me a second if I get a little bit of a pause or a break. Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, you don't want to go out that way. I want to go out in quote-unquote responsible way, as responsible as one could be. I mean, I'm not a perfect person, never will be, don't want to be. That just sounds tiring to be perfect. That sounds like a headache. Ugh, I can't even imagine trying to do all the good in the world and take care of all everybody else's problems when I have my own problems of my own. I just went out in the sense of, you know, everything's taken care of, bills are still being paid, but I don't have to answer to anybody. And that's one of the biggest things. Clocking in on somebody else's time, answering to other people. And granted, I'm blessed and privileged and all this, that, and the third when it comes to having a career and having consistent money coming in. Yes. All that I can admit to having or whatever. But at the same time, I still have a right to want to be freer than that. I don't think there's any freedom to being on somebody else's time. I don't think there's any freedom to answering to somebody else's beck and call. I've literally hurt myself randomly. I don't know how. I went to stretch and I felt something pull in my neck, something popped in my neck. And ever since then, I've been in pain for about a week. Tomorrow will be a week. I've been in pain. Shoulder, neck, lower, middle to lower back pain, all on my right side. Saying all that to say, I was afraid to take off. You should never be afraid to take off. And you know why? Because it's my personal fears. It doesn't have to do with anything else or anybody else. My personal fear is I take off, an assignment's missed, a project's not done, and then I have to worry about someone above me or, you know, someone. So, as a matter of fact, worry about somebody above me or somebody above that person or somebody I work along with having it brunt, take responsibility of something I missed because I didn't work. But they give you personal time off for situations like this. They give you sick leave if you're sick. But I'm too afraid to do any of these things because I'm afraid that, like Tom Brady did to Drew Bledsoe, once you sit on the bench, they realize they don't need you, and then you never play again. And that's sports. It's a little different world. It's a lot more competitive world. But it's still the fear. The fear of if I quit or if I put in 2 weeks and I go into self-employment or entrepreneurship and I fail, completely fail, fall flat on my face, and I have to go crawl into somebody, and that's another fear. I would never want to have to go crawl into somebody. Well, I need to borrow. Can I borrow? Yeah, I took a leap of faith and took a job and quit my job or left my job, and now what I had planned on is not really working out. I got bills to pay. That's the hardest part about trying to be out, is if you really want out, you got to completely take a leap of faith. And that leap of faith will involve, or could involve, you not being able to pay a bill, you not being able to take care of your children, you not being able to take care of your wife. And I don't want to do that. And that's why it's so hard to get out. But I went out. I went out. Because back to me not feeling well or feeling hurt or having pain, I've pain all day long. I mean, the worst of the pain was last week when it first happened. And I'm laying, you know, people tell you, gurus and, you know, philosophers and spiritual leaders will tell you that, like, in the most painful moment, you feel somewhat of a relief or somewhat of an awakening. You know what I felt last week, last Tuesday? I felt like my back hurt. There was no relief or no awakening. I felt like I could barely move. I couldn't lay down and I couldn't sit up. I couldn't do anything. If anything, it woke me up to the realization that I'm getting older and I don't heal as fast as I normally would, and I need to get up off of whatever comfortability level I'm in and make some more things happen for myself. So maybe there is the lesson. And I also learned that I could handle pain a lot more than I thought I could. Well, now, I knew I could handle pain, but it's been a while because I had surgery the same year I graduated from high school. I'm not dating myself. Just know I graduated from high school and had surgery soon after for injury that I had. And I'm going to tell you, that was the worst pain I ever had. This pain that I'm dealing with now is the second worst pain I ever had. And it didn't give me an awakening. It didn't make me realize anything. It made me tougher, I can say that. But it definitely, I didn't have a spiritual moment. And maybe my spiritual moment is the fact that I knew I wanted out. But being in that much pain and still being in pain as I speak to you right now makes me realize that I need to go for what I want to go for sooner rather than later. So maybe that's the awakening in itself. But man, oh man, I have to come up with a plan. I wish I could just up and drop everything and say, screw it, and do the podcast and thing. And I can. And I can. And a part of the problem I have is that I'm not consistent with this. Now, if you listen to any of these, I say that all the time. Last time I did a podcast was over a month ago. It's not that I can't come up with material or I don't feel like doing it. It's just that life is life. I work, I get home, or I get off of work. Nowadays, we all, quarantine. A lot of people are saying screw that, especially in Florida and places in the South, in Atlanta and Georgia. They didn't really care much for quarantine rules anymore. But, you know, there's still a major amount of us, because traffic is still kind of light around here, so I know there's still people in quarantine, so to speak. And with that, with people being inside, you kind of are forced to reevaluate some things. And so that's what I've been able to do with the pain. But really, truly, I know it's never that easy. I could drop everything and say, look, I'm done. No more clocking in. No more listening to people I don't have to listen to or talk to people I don't feel like talking to. I call my own shots, but it has to come with a plan. And I should do this more often. I know I need to do this more often. I know if I put more effort into it, it would bear more fruit, so to speak. But when you are, this is the main reason I want out. When you spend 8 hours of your day, whether you're at home working, like I said, quarantine working, or you're in an office, or you're laboring for somebody, all work. Mental work, it's physical work, it's all work. And then on top of whatever else is going on in our country that I don't even want to start on because it'll make me too angry. I get too emotional behind it. That's why I haven't said anything about it. Because it's just terrible. How things continue to happen,
But am I surprised? No, I'm not surprised. None of this stuff surprises me. It just surprises me that people are surprised. And maybe you haven't had the experiences I had, and then you will understand more clearly why I'm not surprised. But my point being, I want out, and I need to plan out, and my plan has to involve this. And so I hope to be able to get out with your help. You have to help me get out. Because the more people listen, the more I can put more energy into this. And the more energy I put into this, and the more comes out of it, and the more y'all can help me get through this, I can get out, and maybe I can help you get out. We all can help each other. Because there's no way I should be, I'm going overtime, but it is what it is. There's no way I should feel hurt, have back pain, have neck pain, and still come to work. I should say, yep, I'm taking off until I feel 100% better. But I'm too afraid to take off. That's not a way to live. That's called stress. It's stressing. My body's stressed out for whatever reason. My body's too tight for whatever reason. And because of that, I need out. Not only do I want out, I need out. But it's not as simple as just saying it. It's not as simple as just doing it. As coming up with a plan and executing that plan. No more excuses, no more BS, no more I could have. You know, like I said, I would come home and just be tired. And it's something that I love to do. It's not hard to do this. It's not. I can do a podcast every day, twice a day. But it's just I want to bring the right energy towards this. And I need you to help me bring the right energy, because sometimes it feels like I'm just talking to myself. And the more other people get into this, and the more work I do on my end so you all can understand where I'm coming from, then I can get out. And then we all can get out. Because if you help me get out, I promise you I will do everything in my power to help you get out. Because nobody deserves this. You shouldn't be hurt and afraid to take off at the same time. No way in the world. Being uncomfortable all day long, neck and back pain, whatever you deal with. I'm just talking about what I'm dealing with. And usually I'm not much pain. But I can honestly say uncomfortable all day long. Why am I doing that? I need out. So a lighter note, I tell stories about when I was younger, and I'm trying to think of something I did. Let's see, I went back to when I got hurt playing Little League football, and I didn't have no feeling in my extremities. I only could feel from my neck. I couldn't feel anything from my neck down. I'm trying to think of something else that happened later on. We've had all these weird things. Well, I mean, in the same football note, later on in my football life, I had played all positions. This is my last year in Little League football. We were like 0-8, and I played linebacker. I played on the offensive line. I played on the defensive line. So what's interesting about that story is the worst team I ever played for, I had the most fun. And sometimes you got to look at stuff that way. Just because my situation or that team was so terrible, I got to play a bunch of positions. I played all the time. I never came off the field. It was awesome. But, you know, during that moment, I didn't realize that because we never won a game. But afterwards, thinking about it now, it's amazing. Most fun I ever had playing football was when we were at the worst team. And if you look at your situation, like I'm looking at my situation with this pain, and it's annoying. But you know what this pain is also doing? It's motivating me to do better because my time is running out. We all got to go. We all got to go. And we don't go, depending on how you take care of your body, of course, we don't go comfortably. It's going to be some pain. It's going to be more pain than I'm dealing with now down the road. So it's time for me to, you know, get up off the comfortability chair that I'm sitting on, stool, or whatever you want to call it, and make something happen. And, you know, so sometimes you take the worst moments, like me barely being able to lay down, sleep, or do anything a week ago from the tomorrow, to motivate me to do better, because if I don't, I'll still be in the same cycle years from now. But another company or the same company complaining about how much I want out. So take your worst times, your worst moments, and reflect on them, and maybe that might bring some positivity towards your way. Who knows? Maybe not. That's up to you.